right there.
Oh.
Let's get that checked.
What's that?
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I actually sold it for you.
I ran to the house, but I forgot my book.
Good evening, I call the meeting to order. First order of business is pledge to the flag in front of the room.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item three, roll call.
Commissioner Stewart?
Present.
Commissioner Murphy?
Present.
Commissioner Gillette?
Ma'am.
Commissioner Peterson?
Here.
Commissioner Perkins is absent and Commissioner Tallahan is absent. Commissioner Barrow?
Present. Thank you. Are there any amendments to the agenda?
That's the minutes.
Amendments to the agenda? Item number five, special recognitions or presentations?
I don't have any.
Six, communications, copies of the monthly statistic reports from fire departments, fire marshal, police department, animal control, and the building official. I know that I received Oakdale and Montville, so I received the fire marshals and the police department and the building inspector. I didn't get any other ones. I got the animal control.
Animal control came in this afternoon, yeah.
Everybody should have gotten them.
Yep.
Okay. Item seven, to consider an act on a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting minutes of June 26, 2023.
Make a motion to approve, but I have a correction or a change to it, addendum. Second, or do you want to do it now?
Yeah, we'll do it now.
Okay. Under item nine, remarks from department heads, we have police department report, and then from the fire marshal, it should just say the fire marshal report, not fire department. So we delete the word fire department in the title and also in the first line.
Tell me what, did you make that a motion, Steve?
Motion, yeah.
I'll second.
Motion made to remove the two words department from the header and then from the first line. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Need a motion to approve the regular minutes now?
Approve. Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion made second to approve the minutes as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item number eight, any remarks from the public with an item agenda only, 3-minute limit. Any remarks from the public? Any remarks from the public? Last time, any remarks from the public? Hearing none, we'll move on. Remarks from department heads?
Monthly statistics for the month of June. We total incidents. We had citations were 18 infractions, one juvenile summons, 7 misdemeanor, 60 written warnings for a total of 86 citations issued. Just wanted to mention we did have our two recruits graduate from the academy this past week. They've begun their FTO period, 14-week period. They will learn the rest of their job then. And I want to thank ahead of time the commission here for assisting us this week with our interviews to fill our vacancy. And that's all I have right
now. Dave, the new recruits, they work strictly day shift or they kind of do all the shifts?
They get mixed up with whatever the FTO is for site. Currently, one's on days, one's on evenings.
Okay. Thank you, Lieutenant.
Lieutenant, what are their names?
The first one's Officer Tyler Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S. The second one is Byron, B-A-Y-R-O-N, Mora Serna, M-O-R-A-S-E-N-A.
M-O-R-A?
S-E-N-A. S-E-N-A.
Mora.
M-O-R-N-A.
Mora.
Is it Mora?
Thank you.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Any other remarks? Oh, I'm sorry, Paul.
Paul Byers, Fire Marshal. For the month of June, Fire Marshal's Office conducted 48 business and apartment inspections, one fire investigation, two incidents we were requested to the scene, four burning permits issued, two new business inspections, one illegal burn, one complaint was investigated, and two plan reviews. During the month of June, 1 hour was spent with emergency management obligations.
Thank you very much. Any other remarks from department heads? None. Committee reports and liaisons. Reports from the fire department. She's not here. Everybody has this. If you should have, I think, there's one more to be delivered here.
Hmm?
I don't know if we got it yet.
What?
One more being delivered. I didn't get it. We've received Oakdale and Modfield, guys, right now.
I know Chief Truex was having issues with some of the data downloads.
Yep.
Commissioner Perkins wanted me to relay to the chief of the police, so our lieutenant, that she thoroughly enjoyed the ceremony. She just wanted me to pass that along. She was very happy with it. Reports from the animal control. We can wait a minute if you want to come back to hers. We do have a report, and I know she's okay on her way, but if she needs to talk, we can get her back up here. Reports from the police department liaison.
Just congratulations to our two new graduate officers. We had interviews this week for four candidates, and the ceremony was absolutely fantastic. Great job.
Thank you, Commissioner. Reports from the building department. Commissioner Stewart.
Well, I'm happy to report we have a report. Now that we have a member of COG that is helping out and not putting all the burden on Vern, so I'll go through the June numbers and we'll go ahead from there. Permits issued in June, 100, pending permits, 200, inspections, 135, plan review or CO is unknown, violation notices unknown, unsafe notices, zero. Blight identified to date, 212. Blight abated to date, 518. So, doing good.
That's a good number.
Seems like it.
Any remarks from the fire chiefs? Any remarks from the fire chief? None? Item 12, unfinished business. Consider an act and a motion concerning a possible action on the water tank installation problem at Millwood. Anything, Paul?
No new update.
Any new business? Consider an act and a motion to discuss and take possible action on adding a new or part-time animal control officer. Everybody should have received... I received mine at around 4:45 today from the animal control officer on a proposal to create an additional full-time animal control officer position. Served the residents of town of Moffitt. It's a 3-page document. I haven't even read it. Like I said, I just got it. And I know I think everybody else is in the same boat. So, Mr. Mayor, could you enlighten us on anything on this?
I didn't know this was going to be on the agenda, and neither did Chris, so she did know how on the agenda, so she wasn't really prepared to speak on it today, so I think she kind of whipped something together today for it. I don't want to speak for her. I'll wait until she gets there, and she can speak to her.
All right.
Well, while
I can say that we have had issues trying to find competent assistant animal control officers, and when we get them, they're hard to keep. They're kind of transient position. Because they've been here for a while for us. Other than that, they seem to come and go rather quickly.
The pay issue, or just nature of the job?
I think it's more the nature of the job. I don't think our assistants are paid much less than anybody else in the area. If there's a breakout on the sheet that Chris provided, I think our that part's probably better in line.
It's on the sheet.
Is it because possibly maybe they have to work? They work the weekend shift.
And I'm sure with the new schedule, you know, nobody wants to work every weekend.
Do you have an opinion on whether we should hire new or?
I really.
I mean, not a full time really, or part time.
I really hadn't had a time to delve into it. It kind of popped up out of the.
Well, now that they're under the police department, does yourself, LT, or chief have anything you'd like to add? Being that you now oversee ACO?
We do now oversee it. We too are kind of new to this, trying to figure out the solution for help for the ACO. What the answer to that is at this time, we're not 100% sure either. Keeping part-timers and or getting part-timers is an issue. Not saying that we can't continue on or get one, but you know, there's obviously another option would be to look into this. We just don't know what the best option is ourselves yet either.
Kind of just table this.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. Motion
to table.
Mr. Chairman, if I could chime in here as someone who does the work, I think part of the problem with finding and maintaining a part-time employee is partly the pay, partly the hours, because you're expecting them to work every weekend, you're expecting them to be on call for not a lot of money and for no benefits. And those people that do take that kind of job use it as a stepping stone. When a full-time job opens up somewhere else, they're usually gone. So I think that's what the logic was with trying to talk about maybe make this a full-time position to get a good employee that's going to stay here and serve the citizens of the Montville. That was the logic. I think coming here today was a little premature because I don't think our ACO was able to get, you know, all her ducks in a row for your meeting tonight, which is why everybody got that email at the very last second and nobody really had a chance to review it. So I think it's a good idea if we table it till next month and see what.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to table this. Any further discussion?
Can't discuss
a
motion
today. I'm sorry?
Can't discuss
a
motion
today. No. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
That's over. By the way, let me just call record. I'm not against the ACO. We really didn't get a chance to talk. We don't know what union it might be in.
Well, now that we've tabled it, she's here.
That's all right.
Okay. Well, while we're kind of on that subject, though, what's happening with the new facility? Is there any progress being made on that?
Last I knew, they were developing the bid specs to go out to bid, find out what the actual price was going to be for it. Don't know where it stands from there. I know we were not able to get bonding money from the state, which I had requested, and I know the county council has requested as well through our legislative delegation. They just didn't come through. So we're still chasing money around for it.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm told that there is a second round of bonding that is coming down the road that we have another bite at the apple, so it's not a dead issue yet. We may still be in the running for something like that.
We have nothing on our bonding requests.
I know.
I requested like 7 items. Usually you get something.
So we tabled, just so you know, you just walked in, but we tabled it to be fair for you and the rest of the people that want to tell us what, you know, this is all about later on. And we'll talk with the chief, the mayor, everybody involved to find out where, you know, so we can have a frank discussion about whether or not and where we go. So I appreciate you coming down and sending me this.
I hope you received the rough proposal.
Yeah. Okay, we're just gonna table it. That's all for now. We'll let you know and give you fair warning on, you know. Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other new business?
We put it on the agenda.
Number 14, remarks from the public, non-agenda items only, 3-minute limit, non-agenda items. Anybody? Anyone? All right. Remarks from the mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to stress again, as I did at the last county council meeting, what a fantastic job the transition committee did on organizing the event for the Independent Police Department and the swearing in of the new chief. It was a fantastic event. It was well attended. And although I did not get to taste the cake, I hear it's pretty good.
Lots of
And you know, our first responders, if anybody was paying attention this weekend, really, really had a lousy weekend. We got to make sure that we check on each other and make sure that everybody's okay after so many, cumulative events start to pile up. We did have to send in the crisis intervention team, or that's not how it's called, a crisis counselor to kind of help a couple of police.
Okay. And I didn't follow through. I didn't hear anything going on, but I'd like to know about it afterwards. I'll talk to you after. How's that?
Just a miserable weekend. Chief. Okay. Everybody.
All right, remarks from the town council liaison.
Thank you, sir. I just have a question, Mr. Mayor, or Paul, maybe you could tell me, did we replace the secretary for the fire marshal's office yet, or is that still in the works?
Starts next Monday.
Next Monday? Did we go external or hire internal?
Nobody wanted internal.
Okay. So she starts next Monday. Perfect. That's all I have, sir.
School system. She's got a very good hand.
Remarks from the commissioners. Mr. Peterson?
Congratulations to the new officers. They just graduated and wish them well.
Judge Lott?
All set.
Thank you, Commissioner Bauer.
No, just thanks for the hard work you guys are doing. Chief, welcome aboard. It's going to be looking forward to see all the good things you're going to put forth. And I know from your background, you're definitely going to do a great job. So I'm looking forward to that.
Mr. Stewart?
Congratulations to everybody in the new police department. Doing good. We got to take care of each other out there. There aren't as many out there responding as there used to be. So on all fronts, unfortunately. That's it.
Yeah, as far as the PD switchover, I thought it went seamless. I listened to it that night, when it changed over at midnight, and you really...
He just makes it look that way.
He just wouldn't know that there was anything really, there was any change, right? Other than me trying to track down what radio frequency I can listen to, I finally got one that I listened to him, but it seemed to go very smooth, and I listened to both Moffle and the troop, and nobody seemed to, it was just like any other night. I'm sure it wasn't, but that's the way it seemed. So good luck to all in your endeavors, man. Is there a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Motion made, second to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you all. Absolutely.
Made the right choice, right?
I disagree with that.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Lieutenant.
All right.